Welcome to the Student Loan Show, giving you the news and information you need to protect yourself from student loan companies, debt collectors, and the educational finance system. This is Jay Fleischman. Welcome back to another episode of the Student Loan Show. This is Jay Fleischman. Today we're going to talk about your private student loans. One of the things that people ask me about all the time, or rather, the thing that people have the most confusion about when it comes to private student loans, is the sale of private student loans. Now, if you're not past due on your student loans, you probably wouldn't even think about this. However, when you go past due on your student loans, you'll start to get letters and phone calls from different entities. For example, let's say you had a Chase private loan and you paid them on time. So long as you pay them on time, chances are pretty good that Chase is going to be the entity that continues to send you bills over the life of your loan. There are some times that this may not be the case. And the reason is because servicing is going to change from time to time. Let's talk about what servicers are. Servicers are entities that are hired by the owner of your student loan. And their goal is just to collect the loan. They send you a bill every month. They collect your payments. They handle all of the accounting related matters. They make sure that the balance is properly reflected. And when you send the money, they forward that money on to the owner of your student loan, whoever that happens to be. This gets confusing, especially for people who take out their loan with Chase, let's say, and Chase is the entity that continues to send them the bills. They figure, well, Chase still owns the debt. This is not necessarily the case. And in fact, this is really never the case. Chase, and I'm using Chase just as an example, but it's the same with any private lender. Chase, when they originate the loan, when they make the loan and they give you the money and you sign the back of the check and you give it to your school, the bursar's office, for payment of the tuition, the minute that Chase makes the loan, Chase takes your loan as well as thousands of other loans and bundles them together and sells them off, and they sell shares of that security, they sell pieces of that security, rather, to outside investors. And those outside investors can be insurance companies, it could be pension funds, they could be institutional lenders, it could be any number of entities are going to end up owning pieces of that student loan trust, is what it's called. It's bundled into a trust, which is a security, and then pieces of that security are sold off. So from the minute that you take out that private student loan with Chase, Chase no longer owns that loan. The securitized trust does. Well, the securitized trust needs an entity to act as the bookkeeper. So they'll hire Chase, or maybe they'll hire Sallie Mae or Navient or AES or any number of these other companies out there that exist primarily for the purpose of servicing student loans. They'll go out and they'll hire that company. And they'll say, okay, look, you guys send out the bills, you deal with all the collections, you handle the accounting, and then when money comes in, just send it on to us. So even though you're making your payments back to the same company that you originally borrowed the money from, it's not the same company at all. Now, so long as you're up to date on your payments, for the most part, you're not going to really care about that. You don't care who owns the loan. You don't, because you don't know about it. You don't see it. From time to time, servicers will change and it will go from Chase to AES or you know, to another company like that. And you'll get a letter and it may be confusing, but if you're smart, you'll pick up the phone and you'll call the new company and you'll say, hey, who are you? What happened to those other guys? They'll explain it to you and then you'll just start sending your checks. when it really becomes troubling is when you fall past due on your private student loan. And it goes from Chase, I'm picking on Chase today, I guess, it goes from Chase to another company and they're debt collectors. And you look at that letter that debt collector sends you and you say, gee, I guess they just sold the loan. They haven't sold the loan. The servicer is no longer making money on you. So they kick the loan back to the owner of the loan and they say, well, look, we're not getting any money from this guy, so send it out to somebody else. The owner of the loan will then hire a collection agency to try to collect the money from you. That collection agency hasn't bought the loan for pennies on the dollar. That collection agency is only there to turn the screws on you and to get you to make those payments. When you make the payments, the debt collector gets more often than not a percentage of the payment. Sometimes the debt collector gets a set amount of money. Sometimes they get paid whether they collect or not. But for the most part, they get paid some percentage of the amount of money that you're sending out for payment of the private student loan. And then that debt collector will send the money back to the loan owner. If you don't make the payments, the debt collector will call the loan owner and will say, look, we can't get money from them either. This is a waste of our time. We're not going to waste our time anymore. Here's the debt back. They send it back to the owner, and then the owner will send it out to another debt collector. And that will go on and on and on until such time as the lender makes the decision to hire an attorney to try to collect from you or to try to sue from you. And at any point during this entire chain of events, the name of the lender on the letters that you get or even on the lawsuit that you get is going to change from Chase, the people that you knew, to National Collegiate Student Loan Trust or another one of these massive educational funding trusts that you may never have heard of. And so it's not that, say, National Collegiate Student Loan Trust has bought the debt. National Collegiate owned the debt all along, and it's only now that their existence is revealed to you. And it feels like a shell game, but for the most part, it really isn't. Of course, none of this goes to the question of, can they actually prove that they own the loan, or can they prove that the amount of money that you owe is the proper amount of money? And those are valid questions, and those are questions that we can talk about at another time. But for now, I just want you to understand that your private student loan has not been sold for the most part. This isn't treated exactly the same way as credit card debt, though it certainly can feel that way because the collection activity feels exactly the same way as a credit card debt, but it isn't. So don't think that your private student loan has been sold. You can just realize that finally, after a little while, after you've been past due long enough, the true players have been revealed. This has been the Student Loan Show. Find us online at studentloanshow.com. Our theme song is Organometron by Spinning Merkaba. You can support the show by shopping at Amazon using the links on our website. This is Jay Fleischman, and I'll see you next time.